The Mishnah Mem Tes tells us, Abu Asa Shechal Yos B'Shabbos Mevarnes HaKol Melifnei HaShabbos Divrei Rav Meir. And the Ram, when he quotes this halacha, says, Chal Yidal Yos B'Shabbos Botkin Es HaChametz B'Leil Ayav Shabbos Shu Leil Yud Gimel Meniach Men HaChametz Kedei Lechel Mimeno Ad Abba Shos B'Yom HaShabbos Meniach B'Mokum HaMutzna V'Sham Mevarnes Melifnei HaShabbos The nishim in hachametz biyom haShabbos achadalat shows mevatlo v'kofa olav kli ad motzei Shabbos harishin uvaro. So this is based on the shivulozer each b'tusa according to the Gemara Daf Yud Gimel that mevan hakom lifnei haShabbos chutz mimazon shtei sidros. However, the chiddush in the Ram says that Mavarnes HaKol Bifnei Shabbos, and if something's left over from this two sudos, the Ram says Kof Alav Kli. So why does the Ram say Kof Alav Kli? What's left over he should throw away. The Ram holds Hashposet Chol Dover. Let him get rid of it, throw it away in the Beis HaKiseh, or however he'll eliminate it. So Mikiveg is bothered by that in Shulchan Aruch, because this Psak of the Ram is quoted also in Shulchan Aruch. Koshli, am I not to be Kvias Kli? Hoyochol Uzalka B'chutz, or the Beis HaKiseh. So you see a Chiddush in the Rambam, that the Ram holds that it's Oster to Mevar Chametz on Shabbos, and therefore you can't just be mivarit in the normal way. He can only be koifal of kli, and that's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Either because there's a separate isa to mivar the chametz on Shabbos, that itself is somehow considered me'ei melacha. Rashi in Beitza says that it's also to give chametz. To give Trumat Meir to a caliph to eat, because the beer is like a malacha. So here also, since there's a keen beer, maybe the Ram thinks somehow there's a swach malacha, or it's part of the drabonon of that you only can be meniach shtei sudas, you have to mevar hakol mifnei haShabbos, including that somehow the drabonon is an Easter beer. But that's the chiddush of the Ram, that's kofal of kli, and you're not mevar as kulah.